You mean aliens like from outer space, not illegals?
I don't want to talk about this.
Are you doing like a couple of years of like
bestiality?
Cocaine and butt play. And
somebody threw their stained underwear and hit me in the chest.
Gravity's a
Do I believe in climate change?
Yeah, so he jumped off the 10th floor.
Whoa.
You're still fat.
You think he could be the president? Cheat on my wife with a Chinese woman?
I'm pretty sure he's going to be sucking off some feet today.
Who are you asking? What the f*** is happening?
What's your obsession with white people?
You did f*** Berkey?
I'm saying I would.
Oh, okay.
You would have a better life if your name was Osama bin...
I want to talk about Better Picks, the easiest and best way to play fantasy sports. We have the biggest multipliers up to 100 times your money. Prize Picks and Underdog only have 20 to 25 times multipliers. We have the fastest payouts, no pushes. The list goes on and on why Better Picks is the best. And do y'all see what Tyreek Hill is doing right now? That man is incredible. And if you're not taking more thens, what are you doing? Download the Better app today and start making your lineups with the cheetah in them. Go click the link.
So I tried to do as much research as possible on you, as, you know, typical.
Sure.
I found out that you've had chlamydia 60 times and
60?
That you're out of your fucking mind.
Was that the first?
And that you're in a Hall of Fame basketball thing for your college. So fucking, yeah. That's amazing.
That's it, baby.
Yeah.
See, there you go. I'm black on paper.
That is true. You might be able to say the word.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Just at any moment when you just feel like it fits and flows, just
yeah,
just drop it.
Drop it out. All right, good.
What, you have one time though?
You're gonna give me one time
it's,
pass?
It's one time use.
Nice, dude. Yeah. I have a few. I have a lot of actual passes over the years. I've collected them. I've been collecting them
from
so many people, man. It's wild.
So,
yeah. Are you like stockpiling them for one moment when you get really mad to just?
No, I haven't used them. I haven't been using them yet. I got a couple from Kramer. You know, Michael Richardson. He gave me a couple. I got a couple from mostly white people.
I was gonna say these aren't black people.
Oh, thank you, Celsius. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I don't.
Thanks, man. It's cool.
Oh yeah, is that one a gold one?
Cool.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Burns
man.
Body fat.
We're filming a show here, though.
I've been drinking these for a few weeks straight.
Are they like energy drinks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually don't need any more. I'm fucking booted up. I have no food.
Yeah, I had a coffee. I don't know if this is all New York coffee, but I had a coffee this morning, and my heart wasn't beating. My whole chest and rib cage was beating. I felt my heart beating my whole torso.
Okay.
So this probably is a bad idea, but
I don't know. Are you sure? Is it the coffee, or did you get a booster recently?
No.
He's I feel like all the kids. Guys got a lot of them.
He's on Molly.
You're on boosters. Yeah,
yeah, you probably
seem like the type of get your like the COVID vaccine.
Yes. Right. Well, I'm glad that I seem like that type of person. I didn't get vaxxed, actually. I didn't. Did you get the vaccine?
Bro, you didn't?
No.
We can't do this political stuff.
Oh,
bro,
that's
look
right,
at the
shirt
I'm fucking wearing. What do you mean?
Fuck. That's it.
We can't do this political stuff.
I just work here.
I heard you're a big RFK.
No, I was forced to wear this short by the Illuminati, so.
RFK.
That's it, baby. He sells a lot of merch, that guy.
Yeah.
Donnie T.
Big merch mover.
Hell yeah. Big guy, too. 6'4", 6'5", big boy.
Do you think he's hung?
Do I think he has a big dick? Donald Trump? I would say yes. I do think yes.
Bro,
but I don't think he's circumcised. I think he's uncircumcised.
Bro, we were just talking about this.
100%.
We were just talking about
uncircumcised people.
I don't mind uncircumcised penises. Typically in porn, I fast forward through them, but I don't mind. I don't mind an uncircumcised penis. They're rare these days, but I got circumcised. I still have the foreskin in case I want to
go back.
Well,
I still have mine attached, actually.
Really?
Yeah,
it's like having like a little hoodie. It's cool, but like it's pretty. It's like, you know, I get blood flowing and it looks nice. It's like half and half.
Yeah, and he was saying that our dicks are two-tone.
It's like having a two-tone
dick. Two-tone dick, yes. Like, because we're circumcised, yeah. Yeah, they are. They are. I get it. You know, it's
like a two-tone rolly.
It's not my dick. My balls are two different colors.
Is
that weird?
No, that's the chlamydia. That's the 60 cases of chlamydia.
Yeah,
you should get that checked out.
My ball, one's yellow, one's blue. It's like the Ukrainian flag.
Did you get vaxxed?
Oh, nice. Wow. Huh?
Okay. Did you get vaxxed?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, I did.
We're all vaccinated.
Might be the vax.
Big Mike has been getting vaccinated since.
My God, I just got the joke.
Oh, no. He used to do heroin, the guy.
He's a raging fucking heroin addict.
I know, man.
You used to work with kids with autism, and we.
I still do.
It's
funny
air.
Because that was actually written about you, the latter half
of
that sentence.
Says, pretty sure Jake is on the spectrum. Jake actually has autism.
Do you really? There you go. Flying, baby.
We're pretty sure. That's going to be trouble to say, but we're pretty sure.
Nice.
Somewhere on that.
Good.
He doesn't consider other people's feelings. That's the main
thing. Well, the thing is, autistic now, it's like everybody's doing it. You know, everybody's autistic. It's like the new wave.
It's like a big TikTok trend right now.
It's a big thing. Everybody's autistic. And, you know, when I was younger, it was more rare. But now it's like everybody's, you know, in the autism army, which is, you know, it's a good army, man. They'll fucking hit you with Rubik's cubes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, I don't want to do this show anymore.
I mean, we got the clip, so we could stop.
We went viral like 19 times.
I don't want to do this show at all.
The show's over.
Yeah. You're the smart one. Like, start doing the like shit where you like articulate and like ask questions.
Right. Well, so one of the questions I had is you don't have a manager. You went straight from you to the team. Why do you not have a manager on purpose? Is that, I feel like you're at the level where you should have somebody.
I have a manager. I do have a manager, but he's addicted to cocaine. So and he also has a ponytail. So I just don't.
This guy sounds like a fucking great time.
It was fun in the beginning. So I just figured, you know what? I'll handle this one. I didn't want my manager to, through email, start asking Jake and you guys to get into different businesses where he can mix vodkas and protein and sell it through your label. Yeah. So, you know, some type of cocaine idea.
Do you not like cocaine?
No, I don't. I've never done it, actually. That's a lie. No disrespect on people who do. Shout them out. It's your world too. Your body, your choice. But I don't. I've never snorted. I've never snorted anything.
Wow, you're missing out.
Any particular reason? You just
no. I just don't. I think in my neighborhood, nobody was really doing that. Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't the thing yet. Well, now I think they would be. The younger kids now, you know, what
we're doing fentanyl and bacon, egg, and cheeses.
Right. Yeah, we weren't doing really.
What's your drug of choice?
What did we do? I mean, we did a little bit of, we smoked a little bit of weed, did a little bit of edibles, nothing crazy. Mostly just really, I guess, what are we really doing? I'm from a deep neighbor deep in Brooklyn, like Ridgewood, Bushwick area. Like it's not, well, now it's trendy, but back then it wasn't trendy. So
like how deep?
We would fucking deep, dude. Deep, like really fucking deep. Like
how fucking,
you know,
deep.
so deep.
You guys, this is
Jake. So like you were just talking about your thing growing up is never cocaine. He fucking, as you can tell, he smokes frog venom. Actually,
and he believes he believes it allows him to like enter a realm where he can meet God.
Tell him the song that you guys came up with.
I think it's having like seriously adverse effects because you're not okay. And he swears he's like a huge advocate.
I actually think he's the most okay. We're not doing anything, and he's crafting him. He's laughing himself into tears. I think this is the life we should all strive for.
He's barking for at
people. And I love the beard. He looks like a trendy Amish guy. Right? This is what the
an
future
Amish
is.
Urban Outfitters.
Yeah.
I think that this is what we should all strive for. He's having fun, dude.
Just having fun.
He's having fun. He's letting go. What's bothering this guy? Nothing.
And you're hating.
I'm not hating.
You're trying to pull me down to your level.
Exactly.
What's rising my level? Above. What's my level, Black?
I'm rising. No, you.
You're having fun, man. Good for you. Embrace it, dude. You're looking at that belly button.
Oh, no.
What do you got? That's a nice innie. Way to go, Pam.
Did you not have a
good job at the umbilical cord there?
Yeah, I need a refund.
You look like you probably have an innie belly button, but an Audi asshole.
Mm.
If I had to guess.
You know, he actually likes...
Seriously, am I wrong? Right? She's right.
I don't know. How do you judge what your asshole is? Like, how do you look at that?
You bend over in the mirror like Ice Spice. It,
yeah.
Have you done that?
Yes.
So what...
Yes.
So you have
I actually have an Audi belly button and an innie asshole. You can tell by your farts. It depends like how it just sounds. So
my dad's gonna watch this.
Right. So is my dad.
Your mom is in it.
My mom is dead.
Oh shit.
Yeah, she overdosed on heroin on my 8th birthday.
She overdosed on heroin on your 8th birthday?
Bitch was,
yo, it's lit.
This bitch knew how to party.
It's lit.
You should link her up with your manager, actually.
Seriously.
He's willing to bury himself.
Yeah. We would love to hang out.
Do you like butt play? Speaking of Indian Audi assholes.
No, I'm actually one of those guys that, I guess, again, where I'm from, it was no real butt stuff.
Yeah, same.
Not real. And I've never done anal with a woman either. No matter what.
He's a butt play advocate. Okay. Like he'll lay on his belly and get his ass licked. And he's told me this countless times.
How are you doing? Because if not, you're on your hands and knees. So.
Swear to God, I'm making
I swear on your mother's life who's in the room.
That we've talked about that?
Yes.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
You're making that up.
So I'm lying.
Yes.
Well, listen, I'll tell you this. I don't have much experience with butt play. The one time I did do it was actually recently, a few months ago. I was with my girl. We were in Italy having a nice time. And we were, having sex. And then she went ahead and she licked my asshole, which was a surprise. And I made it 3 licks and then I came everywhere. And then she looked at me and started to immediately cry. I said, "What's going on?" She said, "This confirms you're gay." And I swear to God, we're like kind of, unfortunately, it's been rocky since then.
So you found out you were gay.
But I don't know that makes me gay. It felt good. I mean, it was 3 licks and then, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it's gay. The man's G-spot is in the butt.
I don't care if my A, B, C, D, E, F, N, G-spot was in my ass. I've been having a blast without my anus being licked and frotted, fucking played with. I'm okay.
Is your asshole circumcised? Or just...
So I was recently a part of the fat community. I'm like on my way down. I'm kind of getting to like the third quarter of the hill.
Yes.
So I never thank you. I've never really like checked it out.
Okay.
Kind of not interested at this.
Right.
What was that about?
But you did I thought you're lying.
I swear on you're my lying. Life. Because
you also, like when I asked the question of like, how do you see your butthole? You knew exactly how to do it.
You said you have to bend over in a mirror. Like physics. Like how else would you see your asshole? Like your shit just hanging out. Like, I don't know, you just bend over or you take it like a selfie.
Yeah, but you answered quicker than him.
Because I've been really thinking about ice spice lately.
I think you...
I like, the way I notice, you probably are saying that what you do is you would put a mirror and then turn around and look and spread your cheeks. What I do is I lay on my back with my legs up like that and spread. And that's how I check to see if I have an innie or an outie. That's the way to do it at home, kids or adults over 18. Whatever you want to do. I don't know, whatever. I don't know what's, but I'm just saying if you want, there's ways that, to do it that are easier.
How is being a father?
Being a father is good. I have three children. I have 3 Puerto Rican kids. Puerto Ricans,
we live there actually.
That's right.
Not Puerto Rican, but
you do live there. Yeah, my kids are from they're from Puerto Rico. My wife's not, but
he actually. So what do you mean by that?
They're they're Puerto Rican children, man. Their mom identifies as Puerto Rican.
That's great.
I need to say for my position in comedy right now that I have a diverse family. So I say that my children are Puerto Rican, just even though that they're white kids, they look like little Hitlers, but they are Puerto Rican children. Their names are Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria.
Pinta?
And Pinta. You know Nina, like, Pinta, and Santa Maria?
Yeah, well, I'll do you in the bottom while I'm drinking sangria.
Bang!
Yeah.
He actually has a kid on the way.
He
has a kid on the way.
Well.
And so we just wanted to know if you had any advice for young fathers.
Okay, so actually I have a good story. So
yeah.
This is a good story.
So the other night,
yes,
I went out. We all went out. I brought this girl with me. Mm-hmm. Everything was going great. We had a good time. We were on the way out. And they actually left. I'm on the way out. She's right over my shoulder. Something flies past my head and I just hear a firm smack. And I turn around and she's bleeding and her teeth are out of her face.
On the fucking ground.
So this is 2 nights ago. Somebody on the other side of the bar he got in a bar fight, took his glass and chucked it across the whole venue. It just so happened to smack her in the face. This is what she does for her livelihood too, looks pretty. Her teeth fell out of her face. So we spent the next hour trying to
try to get a blowjob.
Well, I did. Yeah.
And he came in her and now he has a toothless, baby mother.
You came right in her.
Was there,
Yeah. So, well, okay. we got home and she was crying for a while and then everything was fine. She was eating ice cream.
Makes sense.
And then we were just kind of laying there and I was like, well, you know, there was still something that we intended to do in this whole thing. And her p- fine. Her face was fucked up. But and so, yeah, I might have a kid.
Okay. But,
can, you, yeah. can you show me?
Are you happy about that? Having a kid with a woman with no teeth?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. She doesn't have anything together in her life. Oh,
yeah.
So.
Your kids are going to be born with no teeth.
Yeah, right. She looks just like her mother. Yeah.
Looks like mom.
Can you show him the message you sent her?
This is foul.
No, it's not.
I can't wait for you to tell your story after this.
Tell us what story about what?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I sent her.
What'd she say to that?
She said it made me smile.
What's the
chivalry?
What's not? And then she said, which I haven't done all day, by the way.
You know what, man? She sounds like a keeper.
Yeah.
It's literally, she's ride or die for you. I like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, mostly dying for her baby. But yeah. 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 Good for you, man.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, well, listen, dude, if you're a father, you're a father.
Yeah.
Call me up, man. I got a house on Staten Island. You can come there with
never
the right
go
paperwork.
There. I've heard the worst things about Staten Island.
Yeah, that's why I said with the right paperwork.
I've actually sounds like never a war heard zone. Anything good about Staten Island in my entire life.
Well, it depends. You know, it's good for me. No, it is. Staten Island is better. Staten Island is not as racist as people make it out to be. Much.
You told me you hated blacks before we said that.
No.
He didn't say that. You're twisting words.
You're
twisting words.
You're twisting my words. You asked me on a scale of 1 to 10, how racist am I? And I said, what do you mean against blacks? I wanted to know which group we were talking about.
I just wanted to know the seating arrangement so that you were as comfortable as you could be.
But you said you were a 6.
Yeah, 6. I was being silly. I'm actually not racist against blacks. I was born in a time when racism wasn't cool yet. If I was a bit older, I'd be more. But I was born in a time where it wasn't cool. So, but it might come back. You never know. It might be cool again.
Where were you raised? So no cocaine, no butt play, no racism.
Right. I was born.
You're born in a fucked up place.
I was born in Queens, New York. Yeah, baby, Queens, Brooklyn area.
Why are all you guys comedians from Staten Island? Like, it's just like a bunch of drama and just...
Well, I think we're there. Well, we got, you know, those of us that have children, you get a house out there. And I don't know why we're out there. It felt like going over that bridge, you know, like you could just escape the drama of New York City, you know?
Do you think Pete Davidson is funny?
Yeah, Pete Davidson, I've known him since he's 16 years old.
Fuck, I wanted to just say negative, bad stuff.
Well, the thing is, comedy's subjective. So I think he's funny, but there's people that don't think, you know, there's people that hate all of us.
That whole community does actually seem like a damn cool community to be a part of. Like, everybody at the end of the day is like, seems very supportive of each other.
In New York comedy, we are.
Yeah.
Because I think we know how hard it is to make it, you know? And also, too, it's good to be older. Usually comedians start, not Pete's young, but a lot of us, by the time you get successful, you get older. So you kind of just, you know, you're competitive, but you're like, I'm happy with what I got.
What does it take to subject yourself to, I'm so sorry, to the life of a comedian, but hear me out. It's because like every story I've heard of a comedian is like terrible
trauma
until it's great at the very end.
Mental illness.
And
I think that you can't think about how hard comedy is, you know, like, because listen, the thing is, a lot of people do stand up now, right? And a lot of people will sell tickets based off TikTok or quick stuff. And that's all a beautiful thing. That's, you know, the algorithm. But to get fans to keep coming back, you just have to do it for a long time. Like the big comics, you didn't really hear anything about them until they were doing it like 15 years. Because you have to just fail so much. I know, dude. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm. But is there like a new wave of, I don't know if Matt Rife would like fall in this category, of people that are just really like skipping a lot of those steps?
That's the thing. That's the misconception. Matt Rife is not skipping any lines. He's been doing it for 15 years. We've all known Matt Rife since we've all known Matt Rife for 10 years. So when he blows up, that's one of the ones that we're like, oh, this is good, because it's like one of the ones who didn't skip the lines. Most people are not overnight in comedy. You just maybe heard of them yesterday, but the comics have known about them for years. Like Shane Gillis, known about Shane for years, you know?
There's a pattern of you knowing these guys when they're underage.
Exactly, dude. I told you, man. First of all, I went to Catholic school. Yep. Outie asshole. And, you know, I've only recently had children, but before that, I was, you know, father figure to people.
And has having Puerto Rican children grown your Puerto Rican
family? I'm growing my Puerto Rican family, yeah. It's good. It's good for Puerto Rican. They're fucking great, dude. The amount of paper towels I have in my house is insane.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
On your shirt. On your, ask the guy
yeah,
on your
so
shirt.
What the fuck is going on with you?
Yeah, dude. Oh, Jake's crying again. Dude, I mean,
he's
imagine
on the
being
spectrum. Imagine, he's on the spectrum.
I know, dude, but it's fucking great.
I knew this was going to happen.
I love it, dude. I love it. You're psychotic.
No, he does like the hardest of psychedelic ayahuasca and frog venom on a very regular basis.
I want to do that stuff.
Yeah, you should do that stuff.
I haven't done it. I was raised by, you know, very like Catholic parents that were like, drugs are bad, alcohol's good, but I'm going to start doing
this. Your parents were fucking losers.
I'm doing ayahuasca with Pam.
Yeah, we're going to head down to Costa Rica.
Oh, nice.
Fucking have you ever had any psychedelics ever?
Us right up.
No, I mean, just the bullshit, mushrooms and, you know.
Who wrote this shit?
I want to do real shit.
They're saying the current state of stand-up comedy scene with everyone moving to Texas. Why are they moving to Texas?
They ask that question exactly like that in my head every day. And I, just like that, verbatim. And
why are they
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Say the N-word.
Just in my head.
Has there ever been
my soul is a black man.
Do you ever say it in private? Wow. Have you ever said it to see what it feels like?
Listen, I got to be honest. I think that I think when we were younger, when I was younger, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15, would say it like, you know, if my black, you know, black friends playing basketball, yes, they would all be like, you could say, and we'd say, because we're kids, you know? But now, truly, I've never said it, actually. Now, I just don't find it, it's not fun for me, that one, you know? I mean, other slurs, I'll fucking let rip, but not the N-word, you know?
Can you say, like, what, we'll blurt it and put something over your mouth. What's your favorite slur?
Oh, God, my favorite one? I mean, my favorite slur.
Yeah.
Depends.
Yeah.
What's a good one? Does Jew count as a slur?
No.
That's no, Jews. Okay.
Just
no.
A person. That's just what just somebody just is.
What do you think? What's your favorite one? Well, the N word
isn't. You can't say that.
Yeah, no, I can.
You know he's white?
Really?
Well, I'm.
What do you
I'm,
think he is? Don't act surprised.
I thought.
He called you Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I thought you look like a Puerto Rican woman. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You know who he kind of reminds me of? Have you ever seen Mike Studd?
Yes.
Remind me of Mike Studd a bit.
I'm Studd. Well, I'll take it, dude. Is he retarded?
He's actually a great artist. I think Mike Studd's a great artist.
Shout out Mike Studd, dude.
Yeah.
There's a Jets game today. Are
you? You should probably say that you're black. You
yeah, no, my dad's black.
Your dad's black. Okay,
yeah,
there you go. Black.
His dad tried to kill himself.
Really?
In jail.
So you want to hear another
but
story?
But he failed.
When did that happen?
Well, so I don't know my biological father. I found out I have two brothers that I didn't know about. I've never been in touch with my biological father. So I contacted one of the brothers. I was like, hey, I think you're my brother. He got back to me and said, yep, that's my dad. It was actually his mugshot that I sent to him. That's all I could find online. And then I called the other brother and he said that this isn't the first time they'd gotten a call like this. And it turns out, I'm not joking, we have 20 brothers.
Whoa.
Yeah, 20 of us.
And one, like Mike Hamster.
And so, he's related to Joe Mixon, the running back.
Oh, yeah, of course. Hell of a player.
Yeah.
There you go.
And but then, he tried to kill himself. He got sentenced
to kill himself.
After he saw this podcast?
No. Oh. No. That's.
Yeah, this is a startup company.
You should take his mugshot and make a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That'd be sick, dude, and have Jake wear it.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be a little difficult
instead
for
of
me.
Most
but
loved, he'll just say, like, absentee. Most absent.
Yeah, so he jumped off the 10th floor and.
Whoa.
No, fourth.
Fourth floor, and he fucking didn't die?
He didn't die.
That's humiliating.
That's crazy.
Is he like paraplegic Spider-Man now?
Yeah, so one of my brothers just described him as Holland. Mute. Like he said, he just doesn't, like, he just sits there.
That does suck.
Yeah.
That does really suck.
Like he literally just sits there?
Yeah.
Speaking of paraplegics, you were trying to.
Hey, we can't talk about this because the mission's not complete.
Well, this doesn't come out till next week.
I know, but like then it just seems like
he was
slander.
Trying to fuck a girl in a wheelchair yesterday.
You were?
Last
That's
night.
Very true.
Interesting.
I'm still trying today.
Well, I don't think there's a problem with that.
No, it's not at all.
Why is she in the wheelchair? Was she born that way? Did she get into an accident?
No, 2 years ago, I think, or something. I was looking. I was trying to do my research. I was just really horny. And I found her on Twitter, and she lives in New York. And I don't want to talk about this.
Wait, come on. It's 9/11 also. Can we something? Anything?
You want to celebrate? What do you want to do?
I can't be
here.
I was
surprised nobody was wearing their cone hats.
I can't be here.
What the fuck? This isn't going to air. But if it does.
Okay.
Can you just say download better into this mic?
Download better. The city, it changed a lot that day. It's a different New York, I'll tell you that, pre and post 9/11. And yeah, fucking what can you do? I mean, you know, you can't, first of all, I mean, used to be, right? On 9/11, this is going to be weird for you. You're a young kid. But before 9/11, people used to have American flags outside their house. That used to be a thing. Everybody had an American flag. And even after 9/11, everybody had a flag outside their house. And they were like, if you didn't have a flag, they'd be like, what are you, a terrorist? And now, if you have a flag outside your house, they're like, what are you, a terrorist? It's flipped, right? In 20 years, right under our noses. Is it Russia? Is it China? Is it the Paul brothers? I don't know.
You're a doctor?
I have a doctorate degree in physical therapy.
How did you get, where did you buy that? Or how did you get that?
How did I get it? I guess because my mom is a very highly educated woman and my dad got through third grade. So my mom was very much like, you will not be an idiot like your father. And then I went all the way and got a doctorate degree. But then I only did it for like 2 years, 3 years, and then I became a comedian.
So you're like a fake doctor.
Yeah, that's why I say doctorate degree. I always correct people. Doctorate degree, physical therapy. I can do massages and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, whatever you need, dude.
Take a grip. Let me see.
You're still fat. That's what I'm feeling. It's still, yeah, it's real. I would say the back. BMI is still.
Take that back. Take that back.
All right, I took it back better.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah, you look good, dude. Congratulations, man.
Do I really look good?
Actually, do look good. You look like I've only met you today, but you look like you've went from unhealthy to a lot healthier.
Look at what, is he, what are you guys doing?
I don't know what that was, but it,
it's kicking in.
I got a
vibration.
I think
he's like doing some weird
you look
shit.
Good. You look good.
Thanks. You look decent.
Yeah, it doesn't. See, you get to an age where it doesn't matter anymore. Yeah. Call me ugly. Call 16. Me gay. I don't fucking care anymore.
What's wrong with gay?
Whatever. No, nothing. I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna go the first 50 years of my life straight. The last 50 gay. That's what I've decided that already. They know. My family knows. Yeah. Because why not experience it? If we're only going to go around this puppy once, why not experience it all?
Yeah, sure.
Why do you have to be committed to one thing?
So, but then, if you're experiencing it all, then are you doing like a couple of years of like
bestiality,
cocaine, and butt play, and
bestiality?
All
that?
Not bestiality. But yes, I think gay, straight.
I don't know.
No, everything's fine. You need to relax.
Yeah,
everything's fine.
Everything.
You guys are right.
There's nobody. We haven't disparaged anybody. I'm saying we accept everybody. And I think even this whole idea of coining a term as gay or is a new thing. Back in the day, like, you guys ever heard of the ancient band of thieves from ancient Greek mythology?
Oh,
you
know, yeah, the ancient band of thieves? I know about them.
What are they?
Yeah, they're in the Greeks.
Here we go.
What you were saying, yeah.
We're ancient, all in our 20s.
Huge. The ancient band of thieves.
Huge. No, it's okay. Great. And then they did that, all that stuff, and then yes, they were there to the right.
So you would say the Greeks, ancient Greek army, you've seen movies 300, all that. Got real guys, you know, like fighting force, okay? They were the warriors of the day. Okay, and then in Thebes, which is a little island in Greece, there was the fiercest fighters there. What they would do is the night before a big battle, like right before a big battle, the whole tribe, the whole band of them would have sex with each other. They would all have sex with each other because they believed the only way I'll be able to protect my brother in battle is if I'm in love with him and if I've been intimate with him. So
is this real?
I swear to God, that wasn't gay. That's just history. And then they go back to their wives. So when I have sex with a man, I'm a history fan.
Right. Right.
I like that.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're protecting him.
I'm protecting ancient Band of Thieves lineage, and I'm saying that I'm in an effort to be your best friend. You need to be intimate. So now you get backwards when everybody's gay. You know, nobody cared about that politically. In Abraham Lincoln's time, nobody cared who was gay. The president before Abraham Lincoln, James Buchanan, was fully gay, and nobody cared because your sexual orientation didn't matter. I know you've, you know, I know nobody learns this stuff in school anymore. We just learn how bad white people are. Was
it one specific group that was just fucking each other? Or was this like the standard for warriors?
That one group was fucking each other, but their fellow warriors didn't look at them as fully gay. They were like, these guys, you know, they're psychos. Those were their Navy SEALs. Yeah. Imagine if our Navy SEALs, our best fighting force, had to have sex with each other and then they wanted to. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I feel like
scary shit.
It would really help because like post nut clarity is like crazy.
You got a fight coming up. We could try.
Yeah, we could try this before a fight.
Try it before. There you go.
Did they win?
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. They were fucking. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They were unstoppable.
Yeah, we got to try this.
Try it, dude. You're not gonna. Yeah.
You guys got me.
Is it
Yeah.
That's yeah.
I'd fuck you for the cause of good. Yeah.
Yeah, not because of, like no, it's just because for the fight.
Yeah.
Protecting
the lineage. That's what I'm all about.
Do you think aliens exist?
I would say
great podcast we're running here.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, I think they do.
Great line of questioning.
No, dude, this is fucking awesome. I haven't spoken about this. I think they are. I think they are real. I think, and I know people know this, but I think they're already amongst us. That's my belief. And that some of them are, you know?
And they look like us.
You might be.
For sure.
Seriously.
Yeah, no.
You might be, dude.
They're amongst us for sure.
You're just fucking glitching out this
whole
episode.
And I think that the people who are, they can't say it, you know?
Yeah.
But they probably are.
Yeah, well, we're not allowed to talk about it.
Right.
Yeah.
You mean aliens like from outer space, not illegals?
Yeah, no. The ones from outer space. Yeah.
All right. I wasn't sure what you meant.
No, it's because the same term.
He's bringing up good points.
Yeah, because you have to be specific. Aliens from outer space.
Okay, so what about alien pussy? We were talking about before. What about alien pussy? If hypothetically aliens came here and they had pussies.
Be the best pussy.
Are you diving into some alien pussy?
My friend, I just told you that
he married a Puerto Rican. Yeah,
I've had chlamydia multiple times. I told you that I want the last 50 years of my life to be gay. I'm down for anything.
Yeah.
I'd fuck a parakeet. So yes, I would bang alien pussy. And not only would I'm hoping that I do.
Yeah, fuck yes. Yeah.
What's
fuck
your relationship?
It's manifesting it. You gotta manifest what you want.
Yes, I mean, it's give it to me. Yeah, give it all. Yeah.
What's your relationship with chlamydia?
So you're saying you did fuck a parakeet?
I'm saying I would.
Oh, okay.
I would fuck a parakeet. It depends, you know?
Crazy choice of.
Yeah, dude, because you want to be different. Everybody's doing everything now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, you
never
gotta be original.
Exactly.
That's how I'm standing out, you know?
You were seriously, about to say, we're standing you're original, out. Bro.
Yeah, I'm original. It's like, bro, like, come on.
100%.
I'm doing shit differently.
Right.
And now, honestly, I'm thinking small.
Yeah, dude. You're
right.
Go
like I need to get like Chris.
Bro, seriously, because what else are you gonna do?
You're thinking so big.
If you keep doing all these things, you keep going viral, you keep doing all these things, it's gonna get down to fucking a parakeet.
And
so you have to be careful about how there's no end to up, Jake. So you keep going.
Yeah.
When do the stakes end?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're so right. And my friends, people say think outside the box.
Like I'm thinking, you have to
think outside the circle.
No, or inside the parakeet box.
Yes.
Get in there.
I like that. If you had it, like, if you could just animal of choice to fuck. Like, if just one animal, it's not illegal. No one knows besides everyone who watches this. Just one animal.
I would have to say a hyena.
Wow, that is
hyena.
Outrageous.
Why? I'll tell you why right now. First of all, they're a matriarchal dominated society. They have a pseudo penis. The females have the penises.
Wow.
Okay. So they are if you think about it, they are the original. They were trans before anybody.
Yeah, before.
They give birth to a pseudo penis. When hyenas give birth, the female shoots the baby out through the pseudo penis, got like a 90% death rate because it just blows their penis off.
Yeah.
That's so
and the ones that and the ones that survive are, you know, usually maimed for life because I mean, think about our penises. You know, think about your penis. If you gave birth through a penis, that's what hyenas do. So I think if I was going to have sex with anything, it would be to let the hyena fuck me. That's probably similar to
hyena experience.
Birth. Yeah. Hyena, I would say that. I would say that.
That's no joke. I think I'm going polar bear.
Why?
I don't know.
Your obsession with white people?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, he's flipping the fucking script.
Why polar bear?
Just a lot to grab on.
Yeah. Well, what? Like, well, because you love Klondike bars.
That is very true. What's your animal of choice?
Animal of choice. If I had to fuck an animal, I would probably fuck. Maybe a giraffe.
A giraffe.
Yeah.
It's a lot of neck.
Yeah.
Long neck.
Maybe a giraffe.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Interesting. Maybe. Too many teeth for you.
Right.
You want something with less teeth.
Yes.
So maybe a type of fish. You'd be nice with like a catfish or something like that.
Catfish.
Something like that.
Oh, I actually changed my answer.
Catfish. Dolphin.
A catfish. Yes.
Well, they'll rape you, the dolphins.
Yes.
They're known for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
What about you, Jay? What do you want to?
I was going to say dolphin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Something
couple
about.
Couple holes.
They just seem like a good time.
Yeah.
Right.
A penguin might be fun.
That feels wrong. Yeah. I don't know. It feels like a kid.
I just want to
Yeah, that's a good point. So the animal should be bigger than you, you're saying.
Or aquatic. One of the two. Something about a walking tiny penguin feels.
Right.
No, because I'm into little people. That's kind of like, that's my speed, honestly. It's not even a fetish.
It's not that you like what you like. You know what I mean? Like, I think people... There's too much pressure in this society. You have to like bend to all these rules. You like what you like. There shouldn't be a term for it.
You make me comfortable.
That's it, dude. You want to fuck little people. Little people.
Little people. Why'd you say little people? Why not little people?
Because I was just being silly.
Is it like...
You touched me, so you...
Were you saying black. It like Lil, yeah, like
you
Lil
gave me
Wayne?
Your black.
Yeah. He was saying...
when you touched me.
What the fuck?
He was saying it like Lil Wayne? Or how was he saying it?
Little people.
Hey, look, come
on. I can't. I really wish I could. I can't. Not with this president.
Who's the that forgetting stuff.
Yeah.
We need somebody else in office. He's like turned over dead.
I'm ready. As soon as I turn 35, there like swimwear. Paul Brothers campaign.
You really would do it? We will. It's very possible. I think politics, the landscape, it's all changing. Why not?
I was just with Vivek.
You think he could be the president?
Fuck
if
no.
he could beat The Rock.
If Donald Trump from a reality TV show did it,
fuck no.
Yeah. Bro, my vlogs are 10 times fucking bigger than his stupid little show. You probably don't even know what show he was on. You little fucking millennial bitch.
Sorry for being young.
You little fucking 2000 baby pussy bitch.
Sorry
you little
for being
fucking 9/11 baby.
You were born in the late 1900s.
I was. And I actually was.
I don't want to be.
That's a fact.
I don't want to be antagonized for being young.
1984.
You're really old.
39 years old, my friend.
Oh, you're not that old. You're still in your
30s. But I'm 39.
What's your plan for 40?
Like a birthday party?
Yeah.
What am I going to do for my 40th? I would say I want to go to Hershey Park. I'd like to go to Hershey Park, Pennsylvania.
That's not, I'm from Pennsylvania.
What the
That's
fuck is Hershey
why?
Park?
Why would you
I
want
to go
that?
To Hershey Park. I like roller coasters. I like chocolate. Okay. I like the Amish.
Yeah, I actually performed there.
Really?
What'd you do? What was the performance?
I said, it's every day, bro, with the Disney Channel float. 5 mil on YouTube in 6 months. Never done before.
You could stop that shit right now.
I'm turning it down right now, actually.
Well, no, but actually, I'm saving people because one time someone commented under my video that they were paralyzed in a wheelchair. And
was it the girl he's fucking?
It might have been. But they said, Jake, like, thank you so much. I haven't been able to walk my whole life, but I was able to stand up to turn this music off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good.
I'm changing the world.
That's a good comment. If you're going to comment hate like that, it's got to be funny. I like
that's
that.
Not a hate. They're thanking me.
It's a miracle.
Fucking miracle. I fixed a paralyzed person.
True.
What's
that's
the word?
Not hate.
Tro.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I'm trying to fit in.
That was a tick.
Imagine having Tourette's and it just makes
you gay. He has Tourette's.
Yeah.
I know. I'm you gay.
What's your worst experience you've had at a show?
At a show?
Your own. Like
somebody, you. When I was, this was, geez, maybe it was 5-6 years ago now. I was thought I was doing well enough. It was a small comedy club and somebody threw their shit stained underwear and hit me in the chest. Some guy must have sharted in the bathroom and then nailed me with it. He wet them so it would like go further and then just hit me with a like that on the chest. And then I was like, what the fuck? Because at first it startles you, you know, like you just got hit, like you think you got shot. And then it was
and
just
you look down, it's just shit home.
And then it was just a sweet shit stain. All you can do is laugh. I just laughed it off. Let him stay. No problem.
You're not a violent guy. You don't.
No, not really. No, not violent. And I don't throw people out of my shows unless it's like you're really, 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 really bothering the crowd. But I look at it as I'm a comic. So it's like if you're heckling, then it's my job to, you know, think on my toes.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. So that guy just hit me with a shit bomb. And for something like that, I don't know that there's material. So we just clapped it up for him. It was a nice fucking strike, dude. Imagine you're like literally doing the material you wrote all year. And then somebody says, I shit in my pants. And it's funnier than you. So, you know, you accept that.
Yeah.
Comes with age.
Is it hard to write a stand up set? Like, how do you go about that?
I walk around with a notebook. Live my life, try stuff, mostly fail. And then the little bits that are good, that's what starts to become your hour.
But how do you know it's good, though?
It used to be I would go off if the crowd is laughing at it or not. And I still kind of do. But now it's more if I think it's funny, then it's funny. And if I, after the 10th time, my barometer, after the 10th time I tell the joke, if I still think it's funny, then I keep it in no matter what the crowds are thinking because it's about me. It becomes about you. It becomes about the performer.
Yeah, but I see that in music sometimes where people will be like a huge success and then they get super artsy and they're like that. They're like, this is about me. I'm just going to do what makes me happy. And then we don't end up hearing about them much longer.
Well, it's not that I'm like telling the audience to go screw themselves. I'm just saying if I think it's, you know, I'm in for my comedy, I'm the quote unquote expert, whatever that means. Yep. So I'm like, if I'm not going to be swayed by... Because everybody, there's be a million people that'll tell you you're not funny, a million people tell you you're funny. You can get very confused. Yeah. So I'm like, if I think, and also it's come with experience. I've been doing this 15 years now. So it's like, I know now, dude, I know, 15 years old. I'm almost old enough for you to fuck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? You like them young?
Poland, yeah, probably. Technically, well, depends what state.
In Poland, we could fuck.
In Poland, at 15?
Yeah.
Oof.
Pretty crazy.
Jesus Christ.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
How
do you know that?
I was on TikTok and
they said just, that?
Yeah, they said that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude. You're just in your room fucking a pierogi. The algorithm knew. I got to send him these Polish girls.
Okay, time for more professional.
Question. We were just talking about like doing bad on sets and I've seen
you do comedy too?
No.
Okay.
No, fuck no. No.
That's good.
Yeah. What do you mean fuck no? That's condescending.
I don't mean fuck no like that. I just mean I'm not the guy for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a philosopher.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Thanks,
man. Tell him.
Stoicism?
You're a big stoicism
tell
guy.
Tell the world something.
Let's hit it. I want a banger.
Philosoph us. That was good.
Sometimes he has a hard decision, like deciphering between whether he wants to be black or white for the day. So the philosophy depends on if he's white.
Okay.
Well, and it's like a comedian. When I'm sure when you meet people, they probably say, "Tell me a joke."
Sure.
Mm.
Tell us.
Sure.
A joke.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't jack philosopher. Like I don't. That's not my claim to fame. Like I'm not.
Yeah, our claim to fame is freeloading off you until we make enough money to jump out the nest.
You guys should be writing a book silently. Do it. Keep it.
Expose.
Big expose. Seller.
Yeah, that 100%. That's an interesting thing about being friends with you is there's always an exit plan because the amount of stuff I could ruin everything for him.
And you should.
And I could sell it to Keemstar for.
I would say wait for the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you should slime me out. and get a bag, bro. Yeah. That's why what I'm not? Here. Like, people don't realize I'm here to help others.
What you would know? Be dope if you promoted the expose about you? Mm. That would be fucking awesome. Yeah. Wow. That's what you should do.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
It's, I would love
it's great.
That respect.
It's a
that would be dope. It would make huge, whatever anybody huge. Says about you stupid. You'd be like, yeah, I agree with these people.
Yeah. I just exposed myself and it was Amazon Dimes bestseller. Yeah.
And that's it. It's like Eminem, right? Yeah. Well, that's what he did.
Yeah. With the Eight freestyle. Mile. With the freestyle.
Yeah, when he just fucking shit on himself.
Which one of them is worse? Logan or him?
No, I like both of them. I like both of them. I don't like
Jewish people, you said before. You
no,
said
and,
Jewish
and
people.
Black people.
I don't like are you Joey's guys related Jewish. To Aaron Paul?
No.
Oh.
No.
That he's not one of the Paul brothers.
No.
Who is Aaron okay. Paul?
He's the guy from Breaking Bad.
We actually did a background test yesterday with Rich Paul too, the black guy, and they're not related. They thought they might be.
Yeah, because they're both from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Got it. They're both from Cleveland. Where are you guys from? They're from.
Yeah, we're from.
Oh, me? No, sorry. You looked at him.
No, but it was a.
What did you say? Africa? You're pointing at you.
You looked at him. I said,
where are you from? And he's going like this, pointing at himself. I don't know what you
mean. I misspoke.
Oh, where are you from? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You guys are from where? The same place?
Who are you asking?
What the fuck is happening?
It's for you to understand.
Yeah.
It's where I'm looking and it's where I'm feeling is where I want
to go. Yeah, sure. He's Pennsylvania.
He's seeing the bigger picture.
Yes.
Yeah. We're all from one spot.
My daddy's nuts. Yeah.
From
baby.
But we all came from the first piece of sperm. Yeah. So we all have that first sperm in our DNA.
Pilgrims and shit. Yeah.
200,000 years ago was the first human, right? So
they say.
So we're
that's cat.
We're from the first nut too.
No, yeah.
We're a part of history, guys.
No. You are.
You're lying. How do you know the first human was 200,000 years ago?
I talked to him
because that's what Graham Hancock said.
Yeah, I believe. Like I read it online and everything. See, online.
It's less energy for you to just believe. Like, right. I don't know that how many miles away, you know, fucking Pluto is, but it's just.
Fuck, bro. Thank you.
You upset him.
Sorry.
No, yeah, it's just.
Am I going to lose my teeth?
No, this is good. This is important. Yeah. Our friend thinks the fucking earth is flat.
It just takes too much time. And you know what that is to me? Resistance. I get it. Who knows what it is? But it's like if most people say it's round and you want to spend your whole life thinking it's flat, then what that's telling me is you're just doing resistance against the work you actually want to do. You really don't care. Like, you're too scared to make yourself a better person. So you're like, I'm going to hang on this conspiracy.
Yeah, sure.
Shut up, dude.
What's the plan when you find out this motherfucker, the shape of it? Like, what do you do then?
When am I going to find out the shape of it?
I don't fucking know, but if you did, like, what after?
Then it would just be flat.
A fucking party?
What would I do? I would. What do you mean? Mm. Fuck my parakeet. No, yeah. Who cares? People get so bent out of shape about everything.
Do you
everything.
Already have a parakeet?
No, but I'm looking for the right one.
Can you just tell our friend, his name is Ocean, can you tell him to fuck himself?
His name's OJ? OJ Simpson.
Ocean.
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 Oh,
Ocean.
Well, Ocean, the first problem's in your name.
We want to hear his last name before you... His name's Ocean Interbeing.
Ocean Interbeing? Well, it seems like you have way bigger problems than putting your time and energy into your Earth's flat. You would have a better life if your name was Osama Bin Laden. So you should, first order of business, change that.
Well, he actually can't swim either, which is crazy to like name yourself after like a body of water that like you can't swim.
No, it's stupid. That's his real birth name.
No.
Oh, he legally changed it.
Yeah. Legally.
Got it. So this kid doesn't want to do anything.
It's the same one, first and last
name. Yeah.
That was his birth name.
Middle Eastern?
He's black.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the last name?
Yeah.
Did his mother also die of a heroin overdose?
Mine was like a big partier. I actually have a pretty cool like. Name.
Tell me the story. Oh, your name.
The story.
I thought you were going to say you have a pretty cool story about your mom doing heroin.
Oh no, the bitch was just like you said, super strung out, like just vibing out.
That's again.
She was like cool 3 days every 3 months, 3 days, and she cooked a mean hamburger helper, but it was hard to be around her.
I get it, dude, but would you rather be around Ocean?
No.
Right? That'd be worse. Like Ocean, talking about a flat earth, I'd be like, give me the heroin.
That's actually one of his employees.
Really?
He doesn't do background checks.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Yeah, he's great at what he does, so it's like why you guys are all here, because you guys all have like serious mental illnesses and all sorts of crazy things.
You're
taking people
in. You're like a group home.
No, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Literally, and I'm helping
all
of them.
Well, he's actually in the group home. Like, he needs help.
Yeah, no, it's like it's like a camaraderie thing. Like, we all help each other.
Yes.
But I have a lot of issues as well. And so we just have this like mental health facility going on.
How do you feel about polygamy?
Polygamy? I think polygamy is multiple wives. Mormons, they say, do that. I think it's, the marriage is the tough thing, right? Marriage is.
Do you cheat on your wife?
No, we're not married. We have a family and children, but we're not legally married. No.
Oh, nice.
But no, but if we got married, I wouldn't cheat on her.
Do you think
at this
you're
point,
gonna
5 years ago, yes. But not at this point.
Do you think you're gonna marry her?
I think that I'm again child of divorce. So I grew up around divorce. So for me, the whole institution of marriage isn't what I'm about. But again, I could be just having resistance like Ocean. Maybe that's my earth is flat. As I stand, everybody's got a hill to die on. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't want to get married, and every philosophy you can come up with stuff to embody it, right? There's stoicism. Sure. You know, I can lean on anything.
Yeah, sure. You could get a prenup.
I know. But then I feel like you're already betting for it to fail. And it feels like I think the whole idea of love being in marriage is a new thing. Back in the day, it was just you would marry for land and money, you know? You'd combine families.
Well, that's what the girls are still doing.
Right. Right. But so
dead and selling pussy.
Right.
Which I don't mind. I'm a consumer. But
prostitution, you think should be legal?
I
agree.
I think he might have been talking about OnlyFans.
No, okay. No. I'm a consumer of
Interesting though. So with your wife, your wife being Puerto Rican, where also, I mean, we live there, right? Do you visit often? Have you been there?
I've been there.
In recent times?
I've been there. We went to her family's from Arecibo. And we didn't go there, but she told me from there. We went to San Juan. We went to Dorado.
Yep.
We were going to go to Rincon, but we didn't go. But it's good. She's very Puerto Rican. My house is very Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. You have to come to my house sometime.
Yeah, sure.
So everybody's there. Yeah.
If you just move it, like if you relocate it out of Staten Island, we'll be there.
Come back.
Yeah, if it's not in or anywhere near there.
Have you ever been to Staten Island ever in your life?
Fuck no.
No, I don't care about
that. You should come. I'm telling you, dude. You should come. It's good. It's better, man. It's like...
It's better than what?
It's better than...
I respect that because that is so open-ended that you can say that about anything. You can be like, Hitler, man, he's better.
Whoa, that's a crazy
than
clip
if
out. That's so fucking
he
insane.
He killed like 30 more people
than he
did.
Than Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
You know, Genghis Khan was worse.
Yeah.
You know, like things like that. Yeah. No, but Staten, I think you'd like it.
Can you name 6 like amazing things about Staten Island? You just dug in your nose.
It has a lot of parks. It's over a bridge, so there's less people there. It has really good Italian food. Most of the people who lived in Brooklyn all moved to Staten Island, so probably the best Italian food on Staten Island. It has, did I say that it has parks?
Yeah.
It has Puerto Ricans in my house.
Dope.
Yeah.
That's where the Puerto Rican population of Staten Island lives, right in my house. I think I have a nice house. 4-bed pool. What the hell else do you need? Come through to Staten Island, bro. I'm telling you, man. It's actually one of my girlfriend Jasmine, one of her nieces, beautiful girl, 25 years old, in a wheelchair right up your alley. There it is.
If we just knock her fucking teeth out, then
I don't think I have a picture of her, actually, but she is in a wheelchair as well. But I think she was born that way. That's the thing.
She's like a vet though, so she knows how to get around it.
I don't know. Yeah, but she doesn't have the trauma of, you know what I mean? So You're going to have to work a little bit.
Ooh, so would you rather be, I guess it goes for like the same thing as being blind. Would you rather be born a paraplegic or get into like a tragic car accident at like 30 and become a paraplegic?
I think born, because you don't know what you don't, you know what I mean? Yeah. You don't know it any other way. I'd rather just not even know. Yeah. I'd rather be blind from day one. So I don't even know what red is, but I vote for it.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
Are you a liberal?
You're going to set this guy off. He's going to start fucking trumping.
He's actually a liberal.
I'm in the middle. I would say I'm in the middle, but most people in their 30s, most people with 30s in their families and have families are just in the middle because we can see
both
ways.
I'm in the middle too.
Yeah, I'm saying more people.
You're in the middle if the middle was just shoved all the way to the right.
No, I'm not. A lot of my thoughts skew left actually. And there's like this test you could take to see like where you actually are on the spectrum, the political spectrum.
Right.
I don't believe you're in the middle because your dad is racist.
That has nothing to do with me.
True. That might push you towards the middle if you have a racist
exactly.
parent.
I didn't like that. Bro, you're my best friend and you're black.
What if he was a Republican?
No, but that's lucrative also for like business reasons for
you.
Expansion. Like it is really convenient that you have someone from every culture on your team.
I'm the minority on my team.
Yeah, it's true.
That is true.
I am. I'm the only white person on my team.
Right.
They're all Latino. Black, Latino. No, all my coaches are black. Everyone's black.
White.
Or
you love doing that to me.
No,
you
really love you, piece of shit.
You love it. Woman right there.
Okay. All right, two.
Yeah.
We'll find something. Yeah. Not enough. You don't have enough people from... ISIS on your team.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you don't have enough.
You're right.
Right? Yeah, you think about that? Where's
the business incentive to have someone?
Because I'm just saying, if you're going to be all inclusive, then be all inclusive.
But he's not actually all inclusive. He's looking at everything from a business perspective. So it's like business.
No, I actually just woke up one day and I was in my kitchen. I was looking around.
What are all these doing in here?
And I was like, oh my God, I'm the only white person on my team.
What is that? The last thing his dad said to me before we ended our feud, it was right when the pandemic had hit, actually. He sent him a voice message saying, I'm going to kill your fat fucking black friend if an apocalypse happens because he doesn't know how to ration.
And we overheard that. He actually sent that to him.
Yeah.
And we overheard it.
You know, he's going to kill him and eat him?
No, this is when COVID hit.
Because I'd eat all the food. And
When COVID hit, and it was like actually everyone was scared, and the like real lockdowns for like that first week were happening.
Sure.
He called me. He's like, yo, like kick everybody out of your house, especially Jasper. He's like fat and gonna eat all your food.
Right. I mean, yeah, being a good parent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's pissed off about it, but it's like,
I know how to ration. Yes, I know how to ration.
It's just all relative. Like your idea of rationing and our idea of rationing.
He was just saying if you had to kill the people in your house, that in the longest to survive, you would kill Jasper first.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he will eat all the food. And then in turn, you can store him and eat him and he would give the longest.
And my dad's in the fucking army. Like this is how he thinks. Survive instinct.
Got it. So he didn't mean any disrespect.
Exactly.
You still upset with him for it?
A little bit.
You got to get over it, man. You got to let go.
I can't.
When you hold on to stuff, you know, bad stuff like that, it's just...
It's going to weigh you down, and not the fat.
Yeah. You're being vengeful. Exactly. You already have enough to lose.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't like this.
You sound like a glass half full type of guy. The way you broke that down was incredible,
glass
honestly.
Half full.
We do have a sponsor of this show, though, so everything, just so you know, you're not surprised when it comes out. Every time you said, it's going to say Celsius over...
Oh, is out and Celsius is in?
Yep.
Oh, is... And Celsius. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's like a whole thing.
Fuck.
Losing
there
French.
You go, yes.
Yeah. Fuck it go. Then. I meant Celsius comes to my house. I'm Chrissy Celsius. That's what it is. Yeah, I love Celsius, it's such man. A good, it's so good. It's so dope. Fuck Fahrenheit. Fuck them all.
Right.
We love Celsius. I switched all of the thermometers in my house to Celsius.
As you should have. Yep. Yes. Celsius Clay. That's what you could fight next as.
Yep.
What?
Well, it's no different. It's slightly... Similar to Cassius.
Do you believe
Clay.
In climate change?
Do I believe in climate change?
And how do you feel about the activists?
The activists...
gluing their fucking hands to the floor.
Gluing them hands to the floor. I mean, it's a problem for sure. They do it a lot in London. They glue themselves to the street and stop traffic a lot, which is not going to work in New York, you know?
Yeah, you'll just get ran
with a baseball
over.
Bat, you'll get ran over. And that is what I will say on a simple... You know, we talked about silver lining in everything. What's better, you know, better than what? Silver lining, at least with us, with climate change, London, they can glue themselves to the floor and then the people just have to wait in traffic. Where with the United States, you know, because that's the positive of all the shootings is we do have guns and they know that they'll get shot if they glue themselves to the floor and they do it less, which is, that's a positive thing. If there is, you know, because we don't, you don't want to sit in traffic because somebody glued themselves to the floor.
Yeah, what if someone was giving birth
and they glued themselves to the floor?
Yeah. And the part, they couldn't get to the hospital or something.
Now you're born in a fucking Chevy Spark.
Right.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Right. Is your friend Ocean glued to the floor right now? That's the
thing, he's a fraud. He's a fraud. And once again, this is with, going back to extremes. I respect it, like the man hanging himself. I respect the climate activists that go all the way to glue. They fucked up their hand. They're really doing
it. No, if you're glued, Yeah, dude.
That's resin and super glue.
That's like hanging yourself from a doorknob. Go hard or go home. If you're going to do it, do it. But it is, I don't know what they think is going to change.
Right. There was a guy actually that I think he died because he tried to shoot himself off in a rocket because he was not in belief that the earth was a sphere. Mm-hmm. So he built a fucking rocket. But shout out to him.
So
because
it's funny.
He really believed it to the point where he wanted to go find out. Ocean is just yelling all the time.
You know,
that's
the
all
guy,
he does.
The guy who shot himself up in the rocket was suing my brother because my brother put him in a YouTube video without his permission. And like defamed him, or that's what he was saying. And he was suing my brother for like $2 million and then died in a rocket.
Damn.
Have you ever been sued?
Yes.
What were you sued for?
I got sued for not fulfilling a contract on a TV show. I got sued for somebody said that I harmed their mental health at a comedy show.
What the fuck?
What else did I get sued for? I think those are the two, the TV one and two people, another person sued me comedy because they said that I was like doing like crowd work and they said that I made their wife had a heart attack the next day and they blamed my comedy. It's all like unwinnable stuff, but you could sue anybody for anything.
What did you say to the two people that the one that claimed you hurt their mental health?
That's the thing with me with comedy and podcasting. I don't know. Somebody would be like, what do you have to say about this? And I'm like, I never said that. And then they show me the video and I'm like, holy shit, I was letting it rip. I don't remember saying that. I said all of that. And I mean, you know, getting sued, who cares, right? I mean, everybody, it's just going to happen.
I do.
You do?
Yeah, we just finished up a lawsuit. Yeah, it lasted 2 years.
But that's, I mean, I guess that means you're doing something.
Yeah. It's just interesting how you can be in the right. You can be innocent. And still have to pay for lawyer fees, still have to waste a bunch of your time, years of your time dealing with this lawsuit, and people can just sue you. They can just decide, I want to sue you.
You live in a world where it's feelings, not facts. Words speak louder than actions.
I figured it out, though, that...
Did you just say babe?
Babe, I call him babe. I'm starting to...
I like it.
I'm getting to know him a little bit.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I figured out that it's only in America that people have lawsuits like this and shit. They don't, like, sue in other countries. Yeah.
No. They just, older civilization. We're a very new civilization.
TikTok civilization.
Exactly. Team China.
Yes.
That's the real ones.
Mm. Are you Team China?
I think, I already have, I have my 2-year-old is already watching videos on Chinese prison camps, just so she's prepared for what may come. But I think, I am Team China.
I respect
that.
I'm
Team USA all day. But second would be Team China.
Sure.
You have to go.
For what reason?
I just think that they're the most powerful after us. And I think that, they're already in New York. I mean, it's already China. It's already baby Shanghai. So, which is I'm cool with it. So I'm assimilating. I'm just starting to use, I'm learning how to use chopsticks and do things like that.
Sure.
Because I normally wouldn't. I would be the disrespectful guy that'd be like, do you have a fork? But now I don't. I either eat with my hands. Or I try to use the chopsticks.
That's very inclusive of you.
Yeah, dude. I got my, just to prepare, I use chopsticks on everything.
Yeah.
Pizza, ice cream.
You can't eat a fucking pizza with
chopsticks. Watch, check my YouTube, son.
Yeah.
He's probably gonna be eating pizza with chopsticks on there. I can almost guarantee it, actually. He's not fucking around.
Dude, I don't fuck.
But yeah, China has great products.
They do have great products. They have all the products, right? Yeah,
they have every product.
Everything.
Condoms are even made in China.
100. Yeah. So is Celsius.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We could have him as a regular.
No, it's not. It's USA.
It's in Florida.
Ah, okay.
That's not right. Yeah, it said that's right.
You should have a Celsius factory in China. Why not?
He's on something.
You should, dude.
You might have to be a Celsius partner.
International expansion.
I love it.
You have to, bro.
Capitalism. You should cheat on your wife with a Chinese woman.
Cheat on my wife with a Chinese woman?
Well, it's not his wife, it's his baby mama.
Yes, baby mama. Yeah, I could. I like Chinese women. I'm into feet. I like feet.
Yeah, same.
Most white men who like Asian women have a big foot fetish. They love feet.
I don't like feet. Yep.
We're just talking about this.
Yeah, what's the intrigue?
I'm not.
Really actually don't like feet, but I'm just saying when you mention Chinese women, I think if you see a white man with an Asian wife, he most likely has pictures of other women's feet on his laptop.
Yeah.
I don't get the obsession with feet because it's like the dirtiest part of the body.
And you don't like that.
Well, you can say that about an asshole too, but you.
I'll put my tongue in an asshole.
It depends.
But I won't lick a foot.
Yeah, foot is like just sweaty and like on the dirt. Like everything like ends up on the floor.
Right, goes down. Shit comes out of people's asses.
Gravity's a bitch.
I like him. I don't know. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he woke, up at 8 in the morning, gets up and goes, I want to suck on some feet today.
Some people like that. They really do.
Like very ambitiously. Like I'm pretty sure he's going to be sucking on some feet today.
Yeah.
Oh, you said that today.
Yeah, do you suck on each toe individually, or do you just put the whole thing in your mouth?
Yeah, it depends. Ooh. It depends how we're doing. It depends how many drinks I've had, but yeah.
So if you're less drunk,
it'll be more individual. Based.
Got it. You take more time with the foot.
Yes.
Oh.
So the more alcohol, the more the foot is.
If
in
I've
your
had
mouth.
Enough Casamigos, I'll have half a foot in my mouth at max capacity.
Half a foot.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Not down to the heel, but the toes all half the whole top half.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I like that. It's good that you know. Yeah, I think that's healthy that you explore that. You know.
Yeah, sure.
It's better than other shit. You know.
Right.
So what did we learn today, guys, on this lovely podcast?
What's the opposite of learning? I feel like I did that.
Degrading. Yeah, digressing.
You have CTE.
You regressed.
Retracting.
Yeah, I regressed today.
What about a quote? What about what's your? You still didn't give us a nice philosophy quote. That would be something nice.
Oh,
to
yeah,
learn.
You're a fraud.
We could end the episode with some. Great
with a quote.
You know, I heard actually you're a big
bitch.
Ryan Holiday, Marcus Aurelius guy.
I love those guys, 100%.
Do you have, first, do you want to speak on that and any big major takeaways from them?
I love those guys. Marcus Aurelius, I've never met.
Right.
I'm Marcus Aurelius reincarnated.
You are. You're the modern day.
Yeah.
Modern day Marcus Aurelius.
You're a fucking idiot.
It's me.
But anyway, continue.
Say, hey, Chris, it's me.
It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
I'm back.
Yeah. Marcus. I like them. I like Stoic. I get it. You know, you can't get too crazy with it because then you just have, sometimes you can reverse and you find like you have like no will to live if nothing matters. But
I'm a little bit.
I like a little bit of it.
Well, that was what was wrong with my writings back then was that I was completely just off because I was basically saying that like fame is no one's going to care about you when you die. And then like, you know,
you got reincarnated.
Yeah. Well, like now everyone still talks about Marcus Aurelius and his whole writings were.
Okay. But he doesn't know that.
Yeah. He didn't know
that's
what he
my
was
thing.
Talking
it's
about.
Like,
then.
You know, I think at the,
I do know that though.
That's true.
Because it's me.
That's true.
So I'm saying my writings were.
Oh, well, right. Because you're reincarnated as Marcus Aurelius. Yeah. I forgot that. Okay. Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah.
It
took me a while to figure it out.
Do you think, when you were living 2,000 years ago, did you have tattoos on your kneecaps?
Yeah, it was a vibe.
Sick.
Did they say vibe?
Oh, did you? Then? What was it called when they fucked each other? Yeah. When they all fucked each
Ancient
other?
Ancient Band of Thebes.
Yeah. Did you join? Were you
or
in?
Or Sacred Band of Thebes. Sorry.
I wasn't there, but.
It was dope, dude.
Imagine like a nice barbecue, like a get together, just fucking your bros and just.
Imagine being killed like by a member of the Ancient Band of Thebes. Like you get stabbed in the heart, and then the last thing that happens to you is just a drop of cum drips out of his asshole.
Yeah, right.
Right onto your forehead. And he's like, fuck you. Yeah, right. And then that's the last moments of your life.
Yeah.
Right out of his butt.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah. Leftover.
Yeah, just leftover. You guys, are you guys going to be in New York on September 22nd and 23rd?
No.
Possibly?
No, but it sounds like you're going to plug a show.
Well, I'll be at, if you are in New York and you want to see big groups of Puerto Rican people, gay people, and the NYPD, come to Radio City Music Hall, September 22nd, and Theater at Madison Square Garden, September 23rd.
Damn.
And you'll see me, Chrissy Celsius.
So your show is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. You have a show tomorrow.
ChrisDComedy.com.
Pull up to his show tomorrow.
Wait,
in New York and go get the tickets. The link will be in the description.
What's the website?
ChrisDComedy.com.
Okay, you go there and you buy a ticket or you're racist.
Yes, 100%. Or even if you are a racist, we still support. It's all the money, baby. I'm trying to, you know?
Yeah.
Shows in Vegas, whatever you guys want.
That's a nice watch.
Come to Vegas.
Are you rich?
Doing a show at the Cosmo. No, I'm not. Well, yes, I would say yes, but not because of money. Because of happiness.
Oh, wow. Right. That was the philosophy.
There it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was great. I mean, subscribe to this bullshit show, BS with Jake Paul.
Please.
And drink Celsius.